If you can pre-lease the unit before the person moves out, you're not waiting. It doesn't sit there for 2 months. You're maybe getting a 1 or 2 week turnaround time, and the next person's moving in. And that's how multifamily can become extremely profitable, when you're efficient with your unit turns. Hello, everybody. Jing Juno here, and today we're discussing multifamily management tips and strategies. Gang, we believe that sound multifamily investing comes down to three things: buy right, manage right, and finance right. We keep it simple. Today, we're going to dive into some keys to sound multifamily management. Juno, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Jake. How you doing?
You know, we're surviving over here. If you hear some banging, it's because I'm in the death cube torture chamber, if you will. There's plastic over the windows, and there's guys putting house wrap on my house right now. So we're going to get through this. Juno, I told you I'm going to be on today. We're going to make it happen. I'm going to mute in between, and we're going to do an amazing episode today. So let's dive into this. There's some of it right there. Shots fired. So, Juno, dive into this. Give me some keys to sound multifamily management.
I think the first thing is probably not buying war zones, median incomes of like 10 or 15.
I think I'm in a war zone right now.
That's what I'm saying. So that comes to mind. Like, we had this whole thing built out, but as I'm hearing the banging and everything, and a big shout out to Jake for saying, you know what, Gino, we're going to make this thing happen today. We're not going to make any excuses. And that's the first thing. It leads me into a cadence of accountability. You don't want to make excuses. Get on your weekly calls. Get on what we call the weekly L10s. If you're even utilizing third-party property management, are they doing the job right? And a lot of them may say, well, I don't get on weekly calls. Well, the weekly call doesn't have to be 6 hours long. It could be a basic 20 or 30-minute call at the most, going over what's going on in the property: delinquencies, collections, vacant unrented, any lease expirations. You see what's going on. That leads me to the second, which was the KPIs. But let's stop and let's soak in what the cadence of accountability really means to us. When Jake and I first started out, you know what Jake was sending me up in New York as he was in Knoxville managing the properties?
Shoeboxes.
And he was saying, our cadence is this: Gino, I need help. Gino, what do we do here? It was always putting out fires. We were never systematized. We were like, Jake, let's get on a call every 15 minutes in the morning to do a daily huddle. We do daily huddles with the team. It's great because we talk about what happened yesterday. Hey, we had some great wins yesterday. By the way, we had some sucky losses yesterday. This is what happened. What are we going to do today? We tell the rest of the team what's going on today, and then we go over any stucks or challenges as well. And we talk about it for the first 15 minutes. It sets the tone for the day. So I don't have to sit there every 10 minutes and going, Jake, what are we doing today? What did you do? Did you pull this through? Did you put the LOI through? Did you look at the median income? That's already discussed. And then on top of that, what we also do is a weekly level 10 meeting, about 30 to 45 minutes with every team member. Now, as you start getting larger and larger, you know, with your company, you may not be able to touch every single team member, but there should be at least a manager going through that process. And when you're buying multifamily, you need to be on either with the asset manager and or the property manager weekly, because you want to be proactive. The cadence of accountability leads to proactivity. You don't want to be in week three and go, holy crap, we still got another $10,000 in delinquencies. What happened? Well, did you send out notices? Did you send out text reminders? Did you send out emails? Did you go door knocking? No, we didn't know. Well, it's on you for not knowing. If you have a cadence of accountability, you'll be able to establish that and catch that on the front end.
The key is the being proactive versus reactive. And our weekly cadence sets that. So when the budgets are there, when the weekly renewals are there, we're checking in on all this. So, Gino, excellent point.
And the second one, Jake, it leads us into the KPIs. I didn't know what a KPI was. It's a key performance indicator. If you can't measure it, then you can't manage it. Let me say that again for everybody. If you cannot measure it, then you cannot manage it. And we started out with our KPI doc, our key performance indicator. It would go out every Friday. The only thing it had on there when we first started out, which worked really well for us: income, expenses for the property, how many units were rented, and it had a monthly running
vacant total. Unrented. And it's still the one I look at every week. That is the King Pumba for me. The vacant unrented is the one I want to see. I look at that thing like every day.
You see,
that.
Jake's drooling about this, because this doc, we live and die by this doc, because when you're going through it on your weekly level 10 meeting, all of a sudden we've added delinquencies. We've added guest cards. How many people have actually gone onto your property and looked at the property and actually put in an application? And then how many of those people have you actually converted? You need to know that for your marketing. It's such an important number. Delinquencies. We weren't tracking delinquencies up until about 2 to 3 years ago when it started becoming a problem. And we're like, hold on a second. We got a lot of money here that's not being collected. How are we more proactive about that? What about lease expirations? Lease expirations are great. Stay on the front end. You know, you got 60 days out. Send out those notices because all of a sudden, guess what? Rents are going up. If they don't want the unit, great. You have the next 60 days to market that unit. So don't waste time. Can you imagine if you did that one little tweak right there and you said to yourself, I've got three people leaving the next 60 days. I'm going to send out these three notices. And those three notices, one of them is leaving. Can you imagine proactively if you rented that unit versus waiting and then all of a sudden you need an extra 30 days? If you're renting your apartment for $1,000 a month, it's $30 a day. If you can cut off 10 days of that 30 days, you're saving yourself an extra $300 per unit on average. Now, to scale, that is immense. That's amazing. So let me really finish up the KPI by saying, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. I got to beat that drum because Jake and I, when we started out, we were just winging it. And as you get bigger and as you start scaling your operations, you have to look at those KPIs weekly. And the third one.
Well, Gino, hold on a second. That's that proactivity again, though, because basically what you're talking about is pre-leasing. If you can pre-lease the unit before the person moves out, you're not waiting. It doesn't sit there for 2 months. You're maybe getting a 1 or 2 week turnaround time, and the next person's moving in. And that's how multifamily can become extremely profitable when you're efficient with your unit turns.
Two things before we move on. Number one, our property managers at Jake and Gino teach the students how to do that. These are a lot of the challenges that our students have as they come along. And even in the single family space, if you get single family rentals out there, very similar. The systems are very, very similar. So when our students get on and they're doing some single family homes, they start transitioning to multifamily, the systems are very similar. And next thing, down below in the comment section, if you have any thoughts or any ideas or any questions, leave them below as we're going through all of these YouTube videos because it's important. Jake and I are always looking out there to create content that's specific to whatever our community is looking for. So it's really important. If you have any tips also about what you're doing with your multifamily properties, we'd love to hear them and share them with the community because it's all about building out these systems and not creating a job for yourself. Because Jake and I, we had jobs. We were the pizza guy. We were the drug rep. And I was the pizza guy for so many years. For 20 years, I had one restaurant. But within 5 years, I had 1,500 multifamily units. And really, the only difference, honestly, everybody, other than having core values, was implementing these systems that we're talking about. Now, the third one was the quarterly planning. I'll let Jake talk about this because this is his baby. This is his Big Pumbaa. To get Big Pumbaa there in a room for 6 hours in one day, it's like corralling
We
cats,
get through
bro.
It, though, man. Yeah, but this sets the tone for everything else. So everything that goes on your weekly meeting with your property manager, all the objectives come from the quarterly planning session. This is a day-long meeting. We have it with the entire executive team, and this will set the tone for the quarter, and then you basically reverse engineer everything that you need to do. So this really should be number one because it sets the tone, but we wanted to wrap it up by saying your quarterly planning meeting is essential. I'm going to recommend a book. It's called Scaling Up. It's one of the coaches that we've hired over the years, and gang, here's the deal. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on coaching to make ourselves better. We didn't wake up one day and know how to do this stuff. We took systems coaching and applied it to multifamily and then applied it to our Jake and Gino community. And that's what makes us different at the end of the day because it's results-based education. And Gino, I'm going to leave it right there because we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy. And we're leaving Beirut today. We make it happen. We'll see you.